She has come happily home, bringing all she has learned along the way with her. A Squawu 7 Meshik Swumix, Squamish Nation Development Corporation appointed a new marketing lead last month, who is also a Nation member. Brandy Halls brings to the role not only her professional expertise, but her cultural values, enabling her to implement plans for long-term prosperity. Halls has over two decades of brand-building expertise. She previously worked across North America as brand director and chief ethics officer at Lush Cosmetics, and has now been appointed executive vice president of brand, marketing and community engagement for NCHK, the nation's economic development arm based in West Vancouver, that was established in 2018. NCHK's mandate is to manage business separately from politics, all the while continuing to uphold traditional values and cultural teachings. Specializing in finance and real estate, NCHK strives for holistic economic impact on Indigenous as well as non-Indigenous communities. Their projects involve transforming Vancouver's skylines, such as Scenic, as well as developing facilities such as gas bars and RV parks. Squamish Valley Gas Bar is an NCHK business. Mindy White, CEO of NCHK, said of Hall's appointment, "Brandy's leadership will be instrumental in strengthening our brand and market presence. Her deep connection to our values makes her the perfect fit to help us achieve our goals in alignment with the nation's guiding principles." The Squamish chief spoke to Halls last week to discuss her new role and professional journey. What follows is a version of that conversation edited for length and clarity. Q. Though your roots are with the nation, you have worked across North America for prior work. What was it that brought you back home? A. I always knew I wanted to bring 20 years of experience in the corporate world back to my nation. I just really didn't see a pathway there until NCHK was formed, and I haven't looked back. It's been a tremendous welcoming back home. In my new role, I really get to bring my whole self to work every day. I get to lean into my Squawu 7 Mesh teachings and my passion around Indigenous sovereignty. The cherry on top of all that is that I get to do this with my own community. I'm following in the footsteps of those who walk before me. My grandfather, the late Chief Simon Baker, was an ambassador of Indigenous culture. He was on council for the nation and spent his career working for the nation. My mom, Faye Halls, followed in his footsteps. And now my sisters are both Indigenous educators, so it feels like I found my way back to where I'm meant to be. I don't think I'm alone in that. There are other Squawu 7 Mesh people that, with the formation of NCHK, have benefited their community. Q. At NCHK, you will be supporting business separately from the nation's politics. How important do you feel it may be to keep business and politics separate in the marketing sphere whilst upholding cultural teachings and values, or do you feel it is viable to have business and politics constructively interwoven in some instances? A. We are 100% owned by the nation, so that means everything we do is always going to be rooted in values and teachings. That's where that inevitable crossover is really natural and feels like the right approach. The separation of business and politics is intentional. It's standard practice for Indigenous economic development arms now, and it really does allow NCHK to operate at the speed of commercial businesses, and most importantly, allows our council and our nation to focus on governing its 4,100 people. It works for us. We've got some really standard governance practices in place to ensure that the separation of business and politics is maintained, but that the foundation of everything we do is the Squawu 7 Mesh way. Q. Your focus is to create long-term prosperity for the nation. Can you describe an example of a short-term vision for implementing a long-term strategy? What kind of project, if any, do you currently have in the works that you're excited to kickstart? A. Scenic is a brilliant example of short-term strategy for long-term gain. Right now, we have three towers rising from the ground at the foot of the Burrard Street Bridge on our traditional Scenic lands. The short-term plan there, of course, is to welcome over 1,000 residents over the next 24 months into our purpose-built rental towers. But the long-term goal here is building that generational wealth for the nation. That project is enormous in scale for the nation. Specifically, I am very excited about bringing that story to life. We want folks who choose to live there to feel connected to the land and to the Squawu 7 Mesh people. We are deep in the creative process of bringing the Scenic brands to life, imagining, what is that ad going to look like on the side of buses in the weeks to come? We're working really closely with nation artists and knowledge keepers to ensure that the representation of Senec is authentic and true. I can honestly say that it feels like a once-in-a-lifetime project that I'm really honored to be part of. I get to stretch my creative muscles and lean into the branding work, and stay super true to who I am as a Squawu 7 mesh woman. Q. I'm inclined to think there's some push and pull in making traditional art contemporary, whilst acknowledging the need for preservation of tradition itself. How do you find a medium? A. It's a super fine balance, but our traditional knowledge keepers can ensure the history we're showing is up on our screens, and that our mock-ups are accurate. Bringing in young indigenous artists is another way to retain that balance. They've got a more contemporary, modern flair to their work. We're pairing them with knowledge keepers, other art workers, and designers, so you do really get this beautiful collaboration. We are learning as we're doing. And so far, the process has been really beautiful. Every time we see another version of the artwork that's about to go live externally, we kind of gasp. There have been some tears, and I think we are doing a beautiful job of honoring the past, whilst also celebrating the future. Q. How do you find working in this business as a woman when the housing sector is usually male-dominated? A. The beauty industry that I came from was heavily female, but the leadership team in the North American entity of Lush was more male-dominated. I certainly make note of this shift, but also worth drawing attention to is just how lucky I am to work for Enchique, because this organization is led by strong, experienced women in an industry that is typically led by men. Our CEO is Mindy White, our Chief Development Officer who looks after our real estate is Jennifer Podmore Russell, and our Board Chair is Joy McPhail. These are all incredibly accomplished women who are really well known in the industry, and our executive team, which I am a part of, the majority are women as well. Despite the greater housing and real estate industry being more male-dominated, I feel we've done a really great job of lifting women up in our space. 50% of the staff, at Enchique, are also Squawu 7 mesh people, and 61% of our staff are indigenous. I've never felt more at home anywhere else, being amongst my people, my community. Q. What are your key takeaways from your experiences further afield, which you feel you can implement at Enchique? A. I spent 7 years in New York, in Manhattan. I was kind of in the heartbeat of all things brand marketing. The greatest lesson I learned from that time, that I will be bringing into Enchique, is this concept of growing your brand through a really organic grassroots approach. Stepping out of my office door in Manhattan, I was experiencing brand activations in all forms every single day. Niche community building is what I saw, and that's all the way across the West Coast now. You don't need big budgets to have a big impact. What you really need is a team and a community who are super passionate about purpose, and there's definitely no shortage of that passion at Enchique. Being able to nurture this human-to-human approach, building relationships and rapport, that's what's going to result in growing your brand. You just have to lean heavily into building community connection, which transfers beautifully to a brand like Enchique where our sole purpose is to serve and build wealth and prosperity for the community of the Squawu 7 mesh people. Everything we do in our team is around connection to our community and informing them. It means that engagement and communications are central to our strategy. We need to ensure, within the way we're operating our businesses and within the way we're marketing them, that our people feel seen and heard. I'm excited to grow the enterprise brand and the business brands within it. Q. I think a lot of it is confidence as well, having the courage to start something. What advice would you give to someone who wants to take the leap into business and start putting a vision to life? A. You have to have a good product, and you have to have good people, and you have to have purpose. It's really easy to come into a place like Enchique that is so rounded in purpose, filled with people who are passionate about the work and community. Now all we've got to do is tell the stories, and we need to tell them in a real and authentic way. That's going to be a really powerful marketing tool, but also a community building tool. Please note that this story was updated after it was first published to correct some grammar and spelling errors, including the spelling of Mindy White's last name. The Squamish Chief apologizes for these errors. Ina Pace is the Squamish Chief's local journalism initiative, LJI, reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the LJI. The Squamish business beat was developed in response to local demand for more business-focused news. To be considered, please reach out to news@squamishchief.com. While funding for this coverage was provided, the Squamish Chief maintains full editorial control over all content. Brought to you by Community Futures Howe Sound, the Sea to Skies resource for financing and free business support to help local businesses and entrepreneurs in the area. Connect with them directly and learn more at cfhowesound.com or email Kieran at kieran.hale@cfhowesound.com.